Moscow has said that Ukraine must meet its commitments and refrain from violence. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Kiev must abide by its obligations based on the agreement reached last week in Geneva. In a phone call, Lavrov told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry that the United States should use its influence to convince Kiev not to provoke a bloody conflict. In the conversation, Kerry called on Russia to take concrete steps to help implement the Geneva deal. Lavrov also spoke to German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier and reiterated that the Ukrainian authorities must refrain from violence and launch a national dialogue. The United States has threatened to impose more sanctions on Russia if the situation in Ukraine escalates.
We hope to see a de-escalation in the coming, over the next few days. And if there's not progress, we remain prepared, along with our European and G7 partners, to impose additional costs. So there'll need to be decisions made in a matter of days.
Well, the State Department spokeswoman said the U.S. can even impose sanctions on Russian President Vladimir Putin himself over the crisis in Ukraine. She added that there is a range of Russian officials under consideration for additional sanctions. On Sunday, Russia dismissed claims that Washington could impose personal sanctions on President Vladimir Putin, calling them absurd. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Moscow is not afraid of such sanctions. Earlier, a report by the New York Times claimed that the U.S. was looking at imposing sanctions on Putin's personal bank accounts in Switzerland, which allegedly contained $40 billion.